Von Bell joined us in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Our Logistics, coming to you from our outstanding studios as always. And Von Bell was unbelievable. It was probably as much fun as I've had doing a podcast in a long time, maybe forever. I mean, his energy, his enthusiasm, his excitement about returning to the Cincinnati Bengals was palpable in every single word that he spoke. I mean, he seemed like a little kid at Christmas. That's the best way to put it, I think. He's excited about everything. Rejoining Lou Anarumo, who he trusts and loves, and playing in Lou Anarumo's scheme. Rejoining former teammates, looking to build relationships with new teammates. Von Bell is excited to prove the Carolina Panthers were wrong, and he's got that date circled on the schedule. He's going to be a hitting machine that day. Von Bell loves football, and it's going to be very obvious when you watch this podcast. You made an outstanding decision to join us in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics today. We're coming from our outstanding studios as always, and we have an outstanding guest, and it is safety Von Bell. He's back. Yes, Cincinnati. He's back. He's back on the back end with defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo. And man, you talk about love, respect, all of it. You two have a bond, don't you?
We do. Indeed, we do. It's a strong bond. I can't wait to keep on continuing and growing it.
So we've got something in common. I feel like I've got a little bit of a bond with you because you were the 61st pick of your draft. I was the 61st pick of my draft over 40 years before your draft.
Oh, oh, that's what's up.
We came off the board the exact same time, like 42 years apart.
There we go.
Oh, man, that's funny. But, you know, to have you back in Cincinnati is great because, you know, the last time you were here, the Bengals went to two straight AFC championship games. You know, I mean, you played at such a high level for this football team. And how excited are you to be back with, you know, a coach that you know, the system that you know, a lot of teammates that you know, but then there's a lot of new younger guys that you can influence in a very positive way as well.
For sure. I'm very glad to be back, man. I feel like home. Just being around Lou and the defensive staff, with Coach Burks and Lou, and Jordan and the coach, and my I'm losing track right now, but all the defensive coaching staff and all the offensive guys, Joe hit me up, one of the first guys hit me up and said, I want you back, and Sam and all the guys, BJ, Jermaine, Logan hit me up, so all those guys hit me up, and it just felt at home for sure.
And how much does it feel at home that you look and now you got Sheldon Rankins at defensive tackle, Trey Hendrickson at defensive end, Von Bell at safety, New Orleans Saints, man. Back in the day, you guys were all getting it done down in New Orleans. It's running back again.
It is. Me and Sheldon was in the same draft class for sure.
Is that
he
right?
He went number 12th overall. That's a big rank.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So what do you remember about those two guys as teammates in New Orleans? Obviously, they were pretty productive up front and makes your job a little easier on the back end, huh?
For sure. Definitely big rank at first. You know, he was getting sacks early on doing the shimmy after every sack he got. Then, you know, when Trey came along, he started, you know, he could do his little kiss and point up the guy. And we were just rolling up front for sure. Definitely made my job easier for sure, getting the ball out fast and guys back there just creating pressure and penetration.
So – Von Bell is a winner. I mean, you won at every level of football. High school, you're playing for state championships. Ohio State, you're the national champion at Ohio State. With the Cincinnati Bengals, you go to Super Bowl 56. I mean, every level of football, Von Bell has been a winner. And during your time, you're a five-star recruit coming out of high school. And you're a five-star general, according to Mike Thomas, with the Cincinnati Bengals. So the number five's big. But how about when you were at Ohio State, a young high school safety by the name of Geno Stone caught up with you at a football camp? And tell us about that. That's where you first met Geno Stone. Now you guys are lining up at safety together in the NFL.
It's crazy how small this world works and the universe works. But Yeah, it's he's a phenomenal talent. You know, he had a great year last year, and man, he's been attacking the ball. I've been seeing him grow throughout his career. Been a fan from afar, and now really get to, you know, play next to him and be in the room with him and really pick his mind and see how he operates, and that just makes it so interesting to me, having a collective group of men come together and we just coming for one common goal, and that's to win the big thing and get this thing rolling on and get on the right tracks. So I'm very ecstatic to work with him and get in the room with him. So we're going to start back working out real soon together. So I can't wait to get to it.
7 interceptions he had, which led the AFC and was second most in the National Football League. He's got great ball skills. But the thing that everybody, you know, that I talk to about him around the league, it's like, man, he's very intelligent, very smart, very football smart, football IQ. That's Von Bell. I mean, you guys both have a tremendous understanding of the game of football and a tremendous understanding how to apply Lou Anarumo's defense to the game of football. With you guys back there together, you're going to really help all the young players big time, aren't you?
For sure. I guess I had that early on in my career too. Always had an older veteran and always just setting the standard, setting the foundation. And I just grabbed the torch and just kept on with it. And it definitely going to help the young guys for sure, because it's going to help slow the game down. And that's what we're here for, being a vessel. And, you know, we want all hands on deck because we're going to need everybody in the room, including myself. You know, I'm trying to contribute at any level I can to put the team in the right track, in the right direction to win, and at the highest level. So I can't wait to get in the room with the guys and be around the guys and just, you know, just talking football, talking life, and just chopping it up.
So Zach Taylor, when he introduced you to the media at your presser, he said the ultimate standard setter, his positive process, his tremendous presence with teammates on the football field, in the locker room, in the community. That's pretty high praise. I mean, Zach Taylor was effusive in his joy that Von Bell was once again a Cincinnati Bengal. I mean, that has to make you feel pretty good.
For sure. I get a hats off to my parents for sure. They really instilled that work mentality in me, and they instilled those standards in me, and I just carried it along, and I put my little sauce on it and just kept on trusting the process and trusting in God, and just keep on just taking it day by day and putting my head down and working, and that's what I want to do when I first day I get in the building and just go to work.
Speaking of going to work, are you still doing 5 a.m. workouts? I mean, is that part of your process still?
I think I bumped it up to 4:45 now.
That's great. That's great. We talked to Lou here just a little bit ago, and he said, you know, it's unbelievable. I remember, you know, going in to the workout room at 6 o'clock, and man, the music's already up to level 10, and Von's in there finishing up a workout already. He said, just unbelievable.
Yeah, they upstairs, they shut the door on me because I allowed the music going on. They tried to do the game plan. I said, are y'all working up there? What are we doing?
I love it. I love it. And you started something, you know, that has been carried on by Mike Hilton, but the day off meetings with the defensive backs, you know, having your own meetings and adding to, you know, it's not taking away from, it's adding to the preparation and everything. I mean, where did that come from? Where did that idea come from? And where did your early morning workouts, what was part of the mentality and the thought process there?
It really, you know, it came from being back at Old State with the workouts and stuff, but that's where the off me started at Old State too. I would have all the DBs come there, and you know, we couldn't pay for nothing back then. So the coaches would like get us like Wingstop or whatnot. So it'd be like after, like, I guess like in the middle of the day, right before practice, like we'll do like the early meetings there to get a jump start on the guys. And I just carried it along with me when I went to New Orleans, when I came here. And so we always just carried the torch. We always just try to get a jump start of knowing the opponent on the day one on base downs, and try to get a jump start on Wednesday. And then we have at the end of the week when Coach Lou would give us a sheet of how he calling things, how he view a tape, and how you'll feel the flow of the game. And we make calls of the whole defense so everybody can hear each other, communicate, so we can be on one accord. So it's vital. It's huge to have everybody on one accord.
So when I think of Von Bell, I think of two plays. I think of the pick and the hit. So the pick, the shoestring interception, against the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Take us through that whole thing. Take us through what you saw and how you made that play.
Oh man, we was like in a one hole, and I was the hole player, and Jesse was high, and we knew the ball was going to 10. We just knew the ball was going. And man, this dude's so fast. He got behind us a little bit, and I'm like jumping up in the air. Jesse tipped it to me. I was like, wow. I'm like, this is really happening. It must be meant to be. God told us we were going to the Super Bowl. And it happened. And it happened. And it happened.
Unreal. Tyreek Hill was obviously the deep threat. And you guys make a play that is huge in the victory of that AFC Championship game. And then the tone setter, the hit against the Pittsburgh Steelers and Smith-Schuster, who had just been dancing on the logo. And Von Bell says, I'm taking care of this.
No, I said, so it was the up week. I think it was production meetings, I believe. And we was talking about the game, XYZ. We were talking about how the rivalry was going. And XYZ, I was like, okay, cool. You know, I'm new to the rivalry. I'm new to the AFC at the time, my first year there. And it was like, and I forgot who, I don't know which reporters, I don't want to say it was Ben Baby, I don't know. And it was like, you know, he does like the TikTok dances on the logo. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, what are you talking about? He danced on everybody's logo. And I said, that's quite disrespectful. Then I said, we just go have to play between the lines. Then Lou dialed it up again. I was free backside. And Ben Roethlisberger took his hand off the ball. I was there. And it had to be him. It had to be him.
He paid the price, man. No doubt about it. How excited are you to play with and under new safeties coach Jordan Kovacs?
Jordan, that's my guy. Been seeing him work up through the ranks. You know, he was a linebacker's assistant coach my years there, doing all the QC stuff, man. I'm happy for him. New responsibility for him. That means new growth. And I can't wait to work with him. He's young, he's eager, a lot of energy. He knows the game. He knows the playbook probably better than me. And, man, because, you know, he's queuing up all those cards and everything. So he's seen it left and right. So I'm very eager and glad to, work with him and always pick his brain. I want to just help him keep me growing and keep me steady. And I can't wait to work with him.
Your whole career, you've formed bonds and connections, like, you know, a brotherhood with a lot of your teammates and those intangibles. I mean, when your back is up against the wall, that's when everybody responds, you know. I mean, everybody has that feeling for each other, and you've got, you know, some new teammates that you're going to be establishing that with. Does that excite you?
Yeah, for sure. I always try to look things to find the edge. I always want to find ways that I could grow in different ways in different areas. And, the new generation challenged me a little bit, and that's great because it's not like how old school it was, you know, growing up. And but it's new ways and new challenges. So it's new opportunity. And that's why so I take a challenge to it. And I can't wait to get with the young guys and really pick their brains and see how they view football and view life.
I know Lou Anarumo had said in your first stint with the Bengals that, man, this guy could install our defense. I mean, this guy knows the defenses as well as I do. That was always a big, big thing for Lou Anarumo. He was so appreciative of that. Has it been a little bit of an evolution? Is it the same stuff that you recall from your first stint? Have you had a chance to look at much tape? How different is the schematic from what you had the first time here? Has it evolved at all?
Yeah, evolved a little bit. I was watching from afar, and I'm looking at the – I already knew what call they in. I'm like, oh, this guy about to come off or XYZ. I see Mike come off. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, all right, know what coverage they in. So, you know, I'm like, okay, Lou, dial it up. Zeros and stuff. So I haven't physically got the playbook yet. You know, I'll be in the building soon. And so when they give me the iPad and everything, and so I could dive a little bit deeper, because I know he always put a little twist on it now.
Yeah.
It could be a minute up to the game. He's like, let me talk to you for a minute. I was looking at this. So, you know, hey, Lou, he's a magician, man. He's a magician, and he knows the flow of the game, and he knows he try to put his players in the right position to make the play, and that's why I love him the most.
I mean, that's just a sign of how much faith and confidence he has in you guys, though, to make that kind of a change, you know, right at the last minute, know you're going to be able to absorb it and implement it and all that sort of thing. And I know watching you guys communicate back there on the back end, it was flawless and it was so quick. Seeing it is one thing, but seeing it quickly and getting a call out right away so it works its way down to every level it has to work its way down, it is another thing altogether. And you are so good at that. I mean, the communication is what it's all about, right?
Man, communication is everything. It's vital. I start with the front, you know, start the front, boys up front, start with the second level with Logan G, then start with the back end. And the back end, that back seven, it's supposed to be on one accord. Y'all got to be on one accord. If we make a look, you already know what I'm thinking. And that's what, you know, hanging around with each other outside of football and everything, that's when you build that communication, that trust. And, man, that's what's most vital. And I think that's what really, like, helped me over the years of just being around the guys, man, just picking their brains, sitting in their locker, asking about the family, XYZ, whatever it may be, because it's more than football at the end of the day. And it's like, so when you go out there, it's like, oh, this is my brother. I go a little bit harder for him. I go a little bit harder for him. So when we look at each other, we need that stop on third down or fourth quarter or that 2-minute drive. Oh, yeah, they're going to go all out. They'll go all out.
You know, it's great. I remember as an offensive lineman, it was like when we had that going on, communication with the guy on either side, you didn't really have to say anything. You just look and kind of wink, make a nod, and everybody's like, yep, I'm right there with you. You know, it's like it's that unspoken word. That's when you know you got it going really well. These young guys – you know, Dax Hill, Jordan Battle, how excited are you to work with talent like that and kind of bring their game up another level?
Man, I'm so excited. Man, seeing Dax on my last year there, I already knew what Dax could do. He was so excited. He was so athletic, man. He was talking about making plays out the post. And I'm talking about he could play any position. And, man, I was watching Jordan from afar. And I was telling him it was on the Monday night game against Jacksonville. We made a play on deep ball. He patted the ball down. I was like, man, that's a great play. And I've just been watching him, man, making old field tackles, blitzing, and just being a playmaker. And, man, just doing that, man, just I just want to pick their brains and keep on just giving what I gave to this game to them and do my failures, do my successes so they can learn and just keep on going within their young career.
So the AFC North, you know it well. I mean, three playoff teams in the AFC North last year. The Bengals go 9-8. And they're in last place. They have a winning record, one game out of the playoffs. I mean, it's a competitive scenario. There's no doubt about that. It's a very physical division, good quarterback play. I mean, what's your assessment of the AFC North?
I remember Coach Taylor, I think second year in, and he was saying, like, we got to win 10 or more games. He said, we got to win 10 or more games. And it was a must. It was a must. And, man, when you being that division, I think it's the toughest division in NFL for sure. And, man, they just keep on loading talent. And, man, you just got to hunker down, man. And you got to, man, the margin of error is very small in this division, especially when you're going against each other and you know each other in and out. So when you see that play, you got to make the play. Like, you have to. There's no but bands of – no, you need to make that play for us. And it's like, so, man – When you get in those playoff moments, because in the regular season, it feels like a playoff game when you're playing against the Ravens or the Browns or the Steelers. Like, it feels like a playoff game because of how intense the volume is, because we know these games weigh so much. And because it's going to come down to the end. And you might see each other in the first round, or you might see each other again later down the road. So when you the AFC North is so tough, man, it's just like, man, it's a heavyweight fight every time, I'm telling you.
So you're a guy that loves the game of football. I mean, you get excited and motivated to play the game of football, you know, easily.
Mm-hmm.
But the Carolina Panthers are on the Bengals schedule this year. Now, it hasn't come out when, but when you get that schedule, is that date going to be circled, Vaughn?
For sure.
I hear you.
It's bulletin board material.
I hear you.
I'm going to have a little dart on it.
You'll have the you're going to put on the big boy pads, the extra pads, and the extra chin strap, put on a bigger face mask. It's going to be one of those deals.
I think I'm going to just be myself. I'll be ready to go.
That's all you need.
That's all I need.
You know, I'm going to be looking for Panthers receivers head on a swivel. Where is he?
Yeah, I know Dylan going to be looking for me.
Oh, man. Man, I hear that. So where are you now? I know you went back home from Cincinnati. Where are you now? And when do you think you'll be back in town? Do you think you'll be back? Well, OTAs, obviously, you'll be back in town for?
Oh, yeah, I'm in Miami, back in my home in Miami.
Yep.
Training here with my trainer, Andrew Swayze. And so we're still getting up and after. And he knows it's a lot of fuel in the tank right now that I want to let out and prove to the league that I can still go now. So, I can't wait to go to OTAs soon. I think it's second week of April, right?
Yeah.
April 15th, I believe. So, yeah, so.
I know the Bengals strength and conditioning coaches, they're all like, oh, man, we gotta get the coffee going a little bit earlier, man. Vaughn's back. You know, it's like we're not going to be the first ones in the building anymore, man. It's gonna be
hey, Jake texted me. Jake Brown and Tayshia was like, they were slacking. I was like, oh, no, they're sleeping in? Oh, my God. I text Joey. I was like, oh, you're in trouble.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, you're a great dude. Great guy.
So what's your biggest memory, your best memory from the time you spent in Cincinnati that makes you so excited to come back?
Man, what's crazy, when we won that first playoff game in versus the Raiders, now Las Vegas.
Right.
When that crowd erupted, I couldn't hear myself think. When G got that pick at the end of the game, and we just kept on stacking, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. And just how we united the city and how Coach Taylor was giving our game balls to the city, that means something. And the city got behind us and we took it all the way, but we got to finish now. Because we got a taste of it. And, you know, that I still wake up in the middle of the night about that game. I lose sleep about it. And it's like, man, it's just being a part of that. Because the plays gonna come, yeah, for sure. But I think it's the memories that you make with your guys around you that's gonna last the longest, and I would never forget that.
Nothing better than having the hair in the back of your neck stand up for a good reason, you know. I mean, nothing better than that, man. So I know you follow everything, free agency, Geno Stone, obviously, Sheldon Rankins, Mike Gesicki, really talented tight end. Mm-hmm. Zach Moss at the running back position. Just recently, you've probably seen the news. Trent Brown signed a 1-year contract. Vaughn, you got two tackles, one 6'8", 370. The other one 6'8", I don't know, 350, 360. I mean, the Brown towers, you know, the two Browns at offensive tackle. It's like, are you kidding me? And then you got a 6'6" tight end. You got a 6'7" left guard. It's like, whoo, what the heck is going on, man?
I said, we're putting all our chips in. I love it.
Man.
I think I'm not going to be able to see on the line. She's not going to see Joe now.
I know. Oh, man. He's going to be engulfed. I mean, it's going to be.
That's good.
What is that like? I mean, you know, people talk about, oh, man, that's tough for the quarterback to throw over the lineman. I remember defensive back teammates would say, when they play like a short quarterback that was with a good sized offensive line, it's like the dude, like I played with Doug Flutie and defensive backs would say, couldn't see the ball come out of his hand. He'd throw it between guys. And that was tough. They couldn't see the release of the football, you know, and I'm not saying that's going to happen with Joe's got some height. I mean, Joe will be thrown over the top, but I mean, it's hard sometimes when you have big offensive linemen to pick up that football early, isn't it?
Yeah. Cause I experienced that recently, but it's just sometimes you just got to keep on backpedaling. It's like, when do I break? I can't see this guy. But I see the routes, but I can't go yet.
Yeah.
So it is hard because you just see it spit out. You just see the ball spit out. It's like, boom. It's out the B-gap window. It's like, man, I can't even see this guy. What? How can you see that? But those guys, they probably take a deeper drop back there so they can see things.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. Absolutely did. Yeah, he would start, and you know, then he'd climb that pocket and move around. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and then out of pocket. So how big of a feeling is it that, man, in this game, quarterback's the most important position. We got one. Number 9, Joey B, this dude can play. I mean, you got to be excited about teaming up with him again.
Man, you know how excited I am. I get a chance to go to the dance. That's all I know. We get to dance. We get to dance.
I hear it.
That's all I love
it.
I know. We get to dance.
Oh, man. I mean,
I remember Drew told me, I think my second year or third year, he always told me a good quarterback can win you 6-7 games. A great quarterback can win you 8-7, and the rest will be collected by the team. And that stuck with me. Wow.
From the great Drew Brees, huh? From the great Drew Brees' mouth, huh?
Oh, I said, wow.
Yeah. You know, Vaughn, the 2 years that he stayed healthy, they went to the Super Bowl and went to the AFC Championship game. The 2 years that he hasn't stayed healthy all year, you know, they haven't made the playoffs. I mean, I'm not saying it's all quarterback. There's other extenuating circumstances, but man, it's the most important position in sports, quarterbacking in the NFL, isn't it?
It is. And that's why I always say, it always comes down to a 2-minute drive. Who else going to have – who quarterback going to have it last? Can we get a stop on defense? But our quarterback going to have it last? Okay, let's go. I'm putting my money on him.
I hear that. You know, a guy like Miles Murphy, very talented first-round pick last year out of Clemson. You know, he progressed. You get better, but there's still a lot of meat on the bone, man. Do you even though it's not your position group, but a young edge rush guy, and you know, Sheldon Rankins, Trey Hendrickson, they're going to take him under the wing, obviously, Sam Hubbard, all those guys. But do you like work, you know, having something to say about the development of a young guy like Miles Murphy coming off the edge, too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll just tell him, like, go back and watch yourself, just study yourself. Was it like the system that's confusing you? Like what was slowing you down? You gotta go back and dissect yourself and evaluate yourself so you can step into the right strides of yourself so you could grow into this game. You know, so if you could go ask Trey or somebody on the edge, like, okay, how did you run this game a little faster? Or how did you get that first step a little faster? So you always need to find the edge. So that's why you ask questions with your older veterans around the locker room or in your position group, or just having even more study time with your coach. You know, so it's like we got to go back and watch ourselves and dissect ourselves at the end of the day, because you got to look at that man in the mirror and how can I, you know, bring my best version of myself to the team so we can win.
Well, I'll tell you, nobody plays with more pride than you, Vaughn Bell. I mean, you're a great, great example, great leader in that regard. And I know you're excited to come back to Cincinnati, but man, I'll tell you what, the city of Cincinnati, all of Bengal Nation, everywhere, all over the country, they are pumped up about Vaughn Bell being a Bengal again, man. Everybody's excited. Congratulations.
Man, thank you so much, man. I'm glad to be back, Bengal Nation, man. I can't wait to get to it and get to work.
You're the best, Vaughn Bell. Have a good offseason. We will see you during organized team activities here in Cincinnati, stud.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have a great one.
Oh, you too.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team. Opportunity knocking.